from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, members from New Jersey's congressional delegation are demanding an update from Amtrak regarding maintenance to its system following a series of NJ Transit and Amtrak train disruptions last summer. Congressman Frank Pallone and other House members wrote a letter to Amtrak demanding a timeline for repairs and upgrades tied to $112 million in federal grants last year. There were a lot of service disruptions last summer on NJ Transit, which uses Amtrak's tracks. Service disruptions have decreased over the last few months, but Pallone is demanding critical repairs be made before the summer heat arrives. The New Jersey Board of Public Utilities wants to make electric bills more equitable. BPU chief economist Ben Witherell says a new report outlines a few ways to make that happen. And the state could
replace New Jersey's typical residential inclining block rate, electricity rate, with a time-varying rate. That structure could allow customers to shift their usage to times when rates are lower.
Another option in the report is to change rates based on household income, so people who earn more money pay more for electricity. Witherell said he did not recommend that choice. Republican State Senator Anthony Bucco said California implemented a similar policy and that enacting it in New Jersey would lead to disaster. A series of bills is moving through the New Jersey Assembly to make housing more affordable. A bill introduced by Perth Amboy Assemblywoman Yvonne Lopez would prohibit short-term rentals in housing zones dubbed residential. Another would charge institution investors a fee for owning abandoned properties. And a third bill, designed to help renters, would codify a test for determining whether a proposed rent increase is unreasonable. New Jersey News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Warm weather is coming. Get a $77 heating and AC tune-up from Guaranteed Service, the top-rated home service company. No breakdowns or they repair it free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. President Trump towards a huge step towards fulfilling a campaign promise and longstanding conservative priority Thursday by signing an executive order that all but formally eliminates the Department of Education, save for essential grants and other special funding. During remarks at the White House, the president gave a shout out to teachers across the country.
I want to just make one little personal statement. Teachers to me are among the most important people in this country. And we're going to take care of our teachers. And I don't care if they're in the union or not in the union. That doesn't matter.
Recent polls show as many as 2 out of 3 Americans disapprove of Trump's gutting of the education department. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will the sun stick around this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for tonight. Clear to partly cloudy. Lows from the mid to upper 30s. And for tomorrow, clouds and some sun. Breezy. Perhaps a stray shower in spots for the afternoon. High near 60 degrees. Trending colder for tomorrow night. Mainly clear and brisk lows into the upper 20s. Expect a chillier day for Sunday. Dry for the day. We'll see early sun followed by some clouds. Highs in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Some rain likely into Sunday night. For Monday, cloudy with occasional rain. Temperatures reaching the middle 50s for the afternoon. And for Tuesday, drying out. Staying cool, though, with mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the middle 50s by Tuesday afternoon. A bit cooler through the middle and end of next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Pat Benz.
Newark 46, Edison 48, Mount Holly 48 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather report brought to you by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this spring from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at LesterGlenn.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.